Hello and welcome to Bears Wire, your one-stop shop for all things Chicago Bears on the USA Today Sports Network. I'm Lauren Cox and I'm here with Phil Atoshin. And Phil, why don't you introduce our guest?
Lauren, really excited tonight. We have one of the better guys on Twitter and on the internet at Breaking Down Football, at F-Ball Game Plan, Emery Hunt, CEO, founder, and analyst at Football Game Plan. He's the czar of the playbook. He's got a laundry list of titles that he brings to the table, and a trusted eye and a great friend of the show, Emery Hunt.
Well, Emery, one of those guys this year that's sort of looking for that opportunity to step in, it's Don Cherry, the inside linebacker out of Villanova. He's undrafted kid who comes in at a pretty deep position, but he also had a pretty impressive college career, kind of like Dallin Williams. Emery, what do you think of Don Cherry? Were you at his pro day? Is that correct?
I was at his pro day, and I was at a couple of games in 2014 and also this past season. And Cherry was one of those standouts that instantly popped up off the field. This was a guy that had the sideline speed that you wanted to see. He could drop back in coverage. He can blitz. He attacks the run very well, and he was very good all around, you know, and I think he's probably going to be a weak side backer as a pro. They did play a 3-3-5 at Villanova, so he has some ability playing inside, but I think ideally with his speed and athleticism, you want him as a weak side backer. But I think in this Bears 3-4 defense, he can play inside, but I think he's going to make his mark early on special teams. But I think when Cherry was on the field, you saw a difference. And one game in particular was against Fordham. And, you know, this Fordham has probably the best running back in the FCS in Chase Edmonds. He's going to be a junior this year. But this was a guy that rushed for nearly 2,000 yards in consecutive seasons. And in that game, you saw a guy that was able to play angles very well against him, you know, meet him at the line of scrimmage and bring him down. As a tough guy to bring down because he has the wiggle, he has the breakaway speed, and Cherry was able to match up very well.
Emery, when I look at Don Cherry, I mean, you hit it on the head. I see incredible instincts and angles to the football. He understands what he sees and goes after it downhill and brings players down with physicality. His junior year, 134 tackles, 21 and a half for a loss, 10 sacks. I mean, he had an amazing junior year. His senior year kind of went down, but there's a lot of reason teams are game planning, scheming to take him away. He was a little banged up. That being said, when you look at this football player, you see some instincts that jump off the tape.
Yeah, you see a guy that has, you know, that linebacker mentality, and they had a really good defense at Villanova. They have two good defensive ends, and one guy next year is going to be an outstanding prospect, maybe even a second or third round type player. And so he had good protection up front, which allowed him the freedom to make those plays. But when you're the guy on defense, I mean, you heard about there was a free safety last year, and Sarnice was a good free safety. But Cherry was a guy that constantly popped up when you had to go to a Villanova game or you watch games and they were talking about players to stop or keys to victory. It's always about finding where Cherry was and making sure he wasn't a non-factor.
I know you think Don Cherry is a better outside will linebacker, probably in a 4-3, but I see the instincts that we talked about, and especially in a Vic Fangio 3-4 scheme, a lot of real 4-3 under looks. So I think that Cherry is a fit here. Are we on the same page there, Emery?
Yeah, and at the end of the day, the more you can do. And the good part about defenses and offenses nowadays, they're multiple. You know, so you really, no one plays a true, you know, whatever scheme anymore. You have to be a little bit multiple because if you relegate yourself to one way of doing things, you're going to get beat. So you're right. He can serve multiple roles because of how Fangio will operate his defense by being multiple.
Emery, so with the depth that Chicago has added with Jarrell Freeman, you got Danny Trevathan, you have holdovers from last year, John Timo, Jonathan Anderson. There's a lot of competition that's going to be going down on the inside linebacker. I know you mentioned it. in your beginning intro to him, but what kind of special teams player do you think that Don Cherry could be for the Chicago Bears?
I think he could be a really good special teams player because he has the acceleration to really bust up a kickoff wedge, to really get down in his lanes in punt coverage. So I think he can be a very disruptive player. He's going to make a lot of tackles. He's a linebacker. He's good in the open field, which is what all special teams is open field tackling. So he's going to do fine. I think he can have a big impact on special teams, just like you guys' fourth round pick in Kwiatkowski.
The Cherry obviously was sort of the man in the middle and the big name on Villanova's defense. You know, obviously everyone kind of flowed back to him. So did he play much on special teams at Villanova, or was he pretty much an all-defense guy?
He was pretty much an all-defense guy. But the one thing about special teams for defensive players is it's very easy to pick up as opposed to an offensive guy trying to get out there and pick it up that had never played it. But a defensive guy is strictly defense. You're going down, making a tackle in the open field. For an offensive guy, the whole making a tackle part and avoiding blocks, and that takes a greater transition juxtaposed to what a defensive player would have to do.
And when his career is on the line, Lauren, and you're trying to make a squad, running down on those kickoffs and being fearless, I believe Don Cherry has a real good shot at making the Bears.